Chairman, we've counted the members who are present and we've noted that we've got a quorum, so we can open this session. This is the Subcommittee on Public Health and Sustainable Development. Welcome to everybody. I don't know whether we need to present ourselves, but I believe that this has already been done during the preceding session. So I don't think we need to do that. I would like to thank Mr. Ramos for enabling us to meet here today in this wonderful building. I hope that we will have a good meeting. Is the draft, can the draft agenda be adopted? Anybody want to say anything on this, on the agenda for today? Apparently not. So we will adopt the agenda, and I will ask you whether the minutes of the previous meeting, which was held in Strasbourg on the 26th of June, where I couldn't actually attend, in fact, is that... are those minutes approved, or are there any observations, any corrections to the minutes? That not being the case, I declare the minutes of the previous meeting approved. Now, we have a one main subject today, the follow-up to the exchange of views on the Global Kidney Exchange, held in Strasbourg on the 26th of June. I wasn't there, but I read the report with a great deal of interest. Martin Matalo Fraga, who is chair of the Committee on Organ Donation, explained very clearly the arguments for, and in particular, the dangers of the concept in question. So we have a draft declaration, which you have with you, on the idea of a global kidney exchange, which I propose we discuss together. This is a new concept, as you'll know. The rarity of kidney donors in our country, virtually all of our countries, is a problem. We have a major shortage of organ donors in Luxembourg. And so this has given rise to the proposal that everybody should be an organ donor, whether they volunteer to be such a donor or not. Of course, one has to take into account the respect for family. And unfortunately, because where the law doesn't oblige people to be organ donors, organs are rarely donated. The same situation exists everywhere else. And so we felt that it was a good idea that people living in a country with a high income, when it comes to kidneys, but not only, it concerns other organs as well. This should be able to benefit those people from lower income countries, and so a transplant would benefit the individual. As you know, before the exchange, before transplant, everything that sits behind that is very expensive, but these organ donations should not be a source of profit. That is a fundamental concept established by the Council of Europe and the protocol. In addition to the Council of Europe convention, it should not be donation should not be for profit. It should be to the benefit of the individual, the third party. According to the concept which has been proposed, and we are discussing today, patients from low and medium income countries should receive payment in kind in form of a in the form of a medical procedure in exchange for donating organs. The Commission believes that that could breach the principle of non-commercialization, and the concept might create an abusive situation for poorer and more vulnerable people, and they are at risk, therefore, of exploitation, potentially. As a consequence, members of the Council of Europe and authorities not to participate in the global kidney exchange concept as it is currently described. And should not include the concept of a donor-recipient partnership where the financial situation is unequal between them. So, in essence, that is the declaration in brief. And so, I would ask you to give your observations on that declaration. Madame de Sota.
Much for this declaration. I think we have to fully support this from this subcommittee, but also the whole Committee on Social Affairs, because I think we are aware that this kind of reasoning, which the Global Kidney Exchange concept entails, is increasing in medicine, in transplantation issues, also in reproductive medicine. I can tell you that it is often seen as very normal to be paid for sperm, eggs, embryos, and why not kidneys. So this kind of reasoning is really going against the principles that the Council of Europe has held and that our conventions stand for. So we have to be very, very strong on that and support the Committee on Organ Transplantation's position. Thank you.
Anybody else? Yes, Ms. McCarthy.
I would just echo what Petra says and say that I entirely agree. I think this is wide open to abuse. I was there when Global Kidney Exchange gave their presentation. I just think there are so many question marks about it. I would also add that in the UK, there's a presumed consent organ donation bill that was just been introduced by a backbencher, but the government has now decided to support it. And I think very much that idea that you have to opt out of organ donation is the way forward to try to increase the number of organs that are available for donation, not a scheme like this.
It's very difficult to explain to patients who are waiting for a kidney, but I think it's the right way to go. Donc, si nous sommes d'accord.
If we agree, therefore, we should vote on the adoption of this declaration, and then that will be passed to our representative for the follow-up. Do you agree? Anybody against this declaration? Any abstentions? The declaration is therefore adopted, and will then now be directed to the Commission. The committee. So I thank members. Does anybody have anything to tell us, progress on public health in their countries or any other points which we need to take a stance on in coming months? Which the forthcoming incoming chair will have to deal with. Anybody want to talk on public health, public medicine? And apparently not. So I'd like to thank all members for your presence here today and for your support on this declaration on the concept of Global Kidney Exchange. And before closure, I would like to state that the Ebola epidemic, which was currently underway in the DRC, ended on the 28th of June, thanks to a more reactive response and a targeted vaccine, targeting the at-risk population. That is an encouraging result that we have learned the lessons of the previous epidemic. Nevertheless, just 1 week after the end of the epidemic, when the end was declared officially, a new outbreak took place and declared in the east of the country. The previous was in the west of the country. So the WHO, by the 9th of September this year, had noted 21 confirmed cases and 31 probables. The region which is struck is still at war. It has highly populated, and this makes health personnel work difficult because of the security situation. The Secretariat, I would like to thank you for these notes, and the Secretariat will continue to inform us of the situation. Are there any observations to be made on that? We have a very wise committee. So we will decide the proposed date for the next meeting. That will be the January 2019 session in Strasbourg, and the President has confirmed that. And I'd like to thank you for being here today. Gibt's Kaffee? Was?